to me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed. The story of Jesus and the graveyard demoniacs, part 9. The Just Jesus Evangelistic Campaign, day 630, since January the 20th, 2017, day 997, since January the 1st, 2016. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes. Thank you, Daniel Ezekiel. There met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them an herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, Go. And he said unto them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. You would think that they came out to say, what do we need to do to have a Billy Graham-style crusade? But no, they wanted him to leave. A strange situation. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ on this Friday evening. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for all that you've done for us down through the years. We praise you and we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, salvation full and free through him. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word. And we thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of sins. And we individually and collectively confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ of all sins. And as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us, make us fit for your use. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Grant us fresh anointing and fresh unction from on high. Lord, to preach your holy word, and not only to preach it, but to hear it. And not only to hear it, but to do it. And we pray that you would, in the name of Jesus Christ, again, we thank you for what you have done in this series. Demons have been cast out. They have been embarrassed. They have been shamed. They have been exposed. They don't like exposure. They don't like light. And so they are chased away by your Holy Word and your Holy Spirit and the precious blood of Jesus Christ that has been mentioned often, and your name that has been mentioned often in prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the demons of hell. Lord, continue to do your work, your cleansing work, your chasing away work. Lord, cast out the devils and the demons of hell out of the hearts and minds of people not only here but across this country and around the globe. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Because so many people are taking their lives, driven to suicide by Satan. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, help them not to hang themselves, as a beautiful young lady did just the other day, just yesterday, 2 days ago. And like so many people are doing for any number of reasons. Whatever the case, whatever the matter, it's not worth killing yourself. Contrary to what the devil will tell us, contrary to what the world will even agree to, contrary to what now even, sadly, Lord, people in the church are agreeing with and acquiescing to. Lord, you're the giver of life, not death. And so, Lord, we pray that you would open the hearts and minds of your people and those who are lost, those who are lost to be saved, your people, to accept your holy word and to love it, to cherish it, to obey it, and to love life and not death. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Albert Barnes said regarding this passage, "This passage shows that the design of Satan is to prejudice people against the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, and even to make what Christ does an occasion for why they should desire him to leave them." So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, why did the community of the men and women who were so recently freed and delivered from demonic possession of two men have such an indifferent attitude to their deliverer, the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ? As I said, you would think they all gathered together to meet him and greet him with joy and with love and with a cup of tea and with a meal, and discuss with him how to have a Billy Graham-type crusade in the country, in the region. We can imagine, if you will, with our sanctified imagination, a crowd of city dwellers having heard of the casting out and the destruction of the swine standing en masse in front of the city gates, telling Jesus with their posture, if not as much with their words, "You will not enter here. You're not coming in here." The Bible says they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. Sadly, many people today treat Jesus just like the Gergesene people. the residents there did. Despite the deliverance, despite the one word miracle, go. Despite the deliverance he can bring, we prefer to keep living as we have always lived. There's a certain comfort to the status quo. We get used to sin. We get used to the devil. We get used to people with evil ways. We work around the carjackers down near the graveyard. Even the police say, you know what, we're not even going to go down there anymore. Yes, there are cities that do that. In New York City, there are taxi cab drivers that won't take you to Brooklyn down in the hood. They just won't do it. You can say, I'll pay you an extra $30. They're not going to Brooklyn and other parts of New York because there's some demoniacs down there. They've been robbed too many times going down near the graveyard hood. We get used to the fallout that comes from sin. We make allowance for it. We work around it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, in our day and time, with more open discussion about depression and mental health issues just exploding all over the place, even the church trying to make joining with the world with psychological babble instead of calling it for what it is. Some have wondered if coping has become a lifestyle. People are no longer interested in solving their problems, getting rid of their problems. They are content to just cope with them. And some are coping with demons in their lives, in their family. They have to work a workaround situation with certain demonically driven people in their own family. Don't say this to him because he'll become violent. Don't ask him about his drinking because he'll become violent. Don't ask him about his friends because his attitude is terrifying. We reject even the solutions that God offers through his Son, Jesus Christ. Many people today don't want to hear about the solutions that Jesus Christ offers. Dr. John MacArthur, however, reminds us that there was at least one among the Jurgensens who wanted to continue on the path of deliverance and victory. In great contrast to the attitude of those people coming out of the city to meet this man named Jesus Christ, Mark tells us that one of the men who had been demon-possessed begged Jesus that he might accompany him. He was so grateful to Jesus Christ for deliverance and so drawn to him in love and adoration that he could not bear to be separated from him. But Jesus had other plans for the man, and he did not let him travel with him, but said, notice this turnaround, but said to the demoniac man who was delivered, the graveyard dweller, go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you. Jesus told the demons to go. Somebody in the city said, we must go down to meet this man named Jesus and tell him to go. Jesus, in his wisdom, turns around and says to the man who wants to go with him, you need to go and preach the gospel to your city, your region, your country. The demoniac was told by Jesus that you need to be a missionary. I delivered you. I want you to deliver them. Jesus sent the man back to his own people, the very people who had asked Jesus to leave, to testify to them of the Lord's love, mercy, and grace. The man was to be an evangelist and missionary to his own people, who were afraid of him just a little while ago. A living testimony that the one whom they had rejected and told to go from their coast nevertheless loved and sought to redeem them. And he has sent me, the former demoniac, to go and tell you what thus saith the Lord. Amen, somebody. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Even to those who entreat him to depart, Jesus extends his grace. Amen, somebody. In this way, Jesus did not leave the people of the Gerasene region alone as they requested. He still determined to reach them, sending to them as a witness one of their own who had lived through the depths of darkness and demoniac possession and had been delivered by the power of God through Jesus Christ. So, my beloved, whether we like it or not, whether we want him to or not, Jesus continues to intrude in our lives because he loves us and longs for us to be delivered from darkness, demonic darkness as well. W.A. Ogden wrote, 'Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest theme that the world ever sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest theme, tell the world again. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. Amen, somebody. Let's all stand for prayer. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for delivering many of us already. We pray that you deliver everybody else who wants to be delivered from the power of darkness to the power of light, from the power of Satan to your power, dear God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cast out the darkness and cast out the demons in the lives of people. And there are even some Christians who are not demon-possessed, but they are demon-oppressed. They are downcast, they are defeated, they are disgusted, they are despondent. They are depressed. Lord, give them a sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. They've been trying to be like others, when you have them on their own path and they're frustrated by the devil, the world, and the flesh and foolishness. Give them sweet victory over the devil and the demons of hell, and bring back that joy and that joyful smile in their lives. For your glory, praise, and honor, save that soul that's near as hell right now. Amen. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are with us tonight and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the greatest deliverer who ever walked on earth. His name is Jesus Christ. He can save your soul and deliver your soul from the devil and hell. But first, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin, following the devil and doing evil. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Hell is a sad place. Hell is a bad place. Hell is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, and thou you shalt be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul from sin, the power of sin, the pain of sin, and the punishment of sin in eternal hell. The Bible guarantees that he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Be saved today. Trust Christ as your Savior. He will chase away the demons in your life in the darkness and change your life forever. Follow me in prayer, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I've lied before, I've stolen before, I've dishonored my parents before, I've used your holy name in vain before. Lord God in heaven, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins as the sacrificial Lamb of God. He was buried, and he rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. If you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you immediately via email or however you want us to send it. If you have a prayer request, please email that as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer. I don't know why.